Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight tonight.
The top stories tonight: Red Hot Chili Peppers to headline the Isle of Wight Festival.
It's a big, big story. You know, the group haven't been here for years. The fact that it's the only performance they've got in the UK and Ireland.
Wettest January on record, and there's more rain and wind on the way. And Newport Tourette sufferer speaks out over horrible abuse.
It's really horrible because people just can be really abusive.
Those stories and more coming up in the programme.
The Isle of Wight, tonight, with Matt White.
Good evening and welcome to the Isle of Wight tonight. It's 5:30. First, the Red Hot Chili Peppers will headline Saturday night at this year's Isle of Wight Festival. Journalists gathered at Apley and Ride this afternoon for the announcement, made using a Sam sculpture, as Emily Wells reports.
Los Angeles-based American rock band the Red Hot Chili Peppers formed in 1983. Together, the Chili Peppers, currently Anthony Kiedis, Flea, drummer Chad Smith and guitarist Josh Klinghoffer, have won 7 Grammy Awards. One of the best-selling bands of all time, over 80 million records worldwide. In 2012, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2011, their 10th studio album, I'm With You, topped the charts in 18 different countries and included a world tour which lasted almost 2 years. I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. This weekend, they'll entertain millions as halftime performers at the Super Bowl.
Emily Wells with that report. Meanwhile, festival promoter John Giddings told Tom Stroud how it was a major coup for the Isle of Wight to have the Red Hot Chili Peppers here.
It's a big, big story. You know, the group haven't been here for years. The fact that it's the only performance they've got in the UK and Ireland. So anybody who's a fan, even if you live in Scotland or Dublin, you have to come to the Isle of Wight Festival. We got people phoning up from Australia.
Fantastic. Really putting us on the map, which is a great thing. And by Monday, we'll know a bit more about the lineup, as you say, more to announce. Can you give us an indication, though, of the flavour or the feel for this year's event? What's 2014 going to be about for you?
It's about music and people enjoying themselves. People always say, what's your favourite group? And I always say, I look at the audience more than the groups, the reaction they're getting. And how much they're enjoying themselves.
Meanwhile, Luke Valvona from Ride was involved in the creation of the sand sculpture, which used around 200 tonnes of sand. He told me it was great to be part of the big announcements.
I've been working since about 11 o'clock yesterday. I didn't work all through the night, but I got about 5 hours sleep, and then I've been working literally right up until about 5 minutes ago when the unveiling happened.
How did this come about? Because usually we don't get an announcement via sand sculptures, but how did you get involved in this?
Well, I think they wanted to do something different. They wanted to do something big and noticeable, and I think this might set the precedent for announcements of festival acts in forevermore, perhaps, hopefully.
Sand sculptor Luke Valvona speaking at today's announcement. The Red Hot Chili Peppers will play at the Isle of Wight Festival, and they join Biffy Clyro, Calvin Harris and the Waterboys on the bill at the Seaclose Park event, which takes place between the 12th and 15th of June. And you can find more details on our website, iwradio.co.uk.
Isle of Wight Radio, news and information for the Isle of Wight.
In other news, Michael Schumacher's manager says the slow waking up process has begun to bring the former F1 world champion out of an induced coma. He suffered serious head injuries in a skiing accident in France last month, Richard Newman reports.
The sedation, which has put Schumacher in an induced coma, is being slowly reduced. Matthew Crocker is a consultant neurosurgeon in southwest London. He says there will be a concern over the possibility of long-term brain damage.
The extent of that only becomes absolutely clear once the people looking after the patient are very clear that the drugs that are keeping them asleep have completely worn off.
It's still early stages in Schumacher's recovery process, but his former team principal Ross Brawn feels his determination as a sportsman shows he won't give up.
If it can count for anything, then he is a person who will pull through.
It's reported Schumacher's already responding to simple instructions, but his manager says bringing him out of a coma could still take a long time.
Richard Newman with that report. It's 34 minutes past five.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
In other national news, Andy Coulson wasn't in the office on the day a reporter said he played him a hacked voicemail. That's according to the barrister of David Cameron's former head of communications at the phone hacking trial. Our Home Affairs correspondent Mark White is at the Old Bailey.
As a former News of the World reporter, Dan Evans is a key prosecution witness. He claims the paper's former editor, Andy Coulson, knew he'd hacked into the voicemail of Bond star Daniel Craig, as the witness had played it to Mr. Coulson on the 27th of September 2005. But legal counsel for Andy Coulson has revealed he wasn't even in London on that day. Dan Evans said he may have got the days mixed up.
Seven people, including Mr. Coulson, deny all the charges against them. Forecasters have issued an amber warning of heavy rain and strong to gale force winds for tomorrow. The worst will be southwest England, where parts of Somerset are still underwater. Meanwhile, other areas of southern England, including the Isle of Wight, officially received record-breaking levels of rain this month. Helen Chivers from the Met Office says it's not clear if this is a long-term trend.
During the last few winters, we've had more ice and snow rather than the wet and windy weather that we've seen coming in from the west this year. So this could just be part of the natural variation in the climate that we have in this country.
And more rain and strong winds are expected on the Isle of Wight this weekend. A be aware weather warning for rains in place tomorrow and in the early hours of Saturday morning. And a Met Office has issued a yellow alert for wind between 6am on Saturday and 6am on Sunday.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
In other local news, towns in the Bay Area could become places where police can confiscate alcohol from people causing a nuisance. The Isle of Wight Council is to consult on plans for designated public placeholders, or DPPOs, to come into force in Sandown, Brading, Lake and Shanklin. It would mean police can confiscate alcohol from anyone causing antisocial behaviour in large parts of the four towns, including high streets and seafronts. The consultation begins on January the 31st and runs until February the 28th, and you can read more details on our websites. Isle of Wight goalkeeper Simon Moore's on the move again. The Cardiff goalkeeper, who moved to the Bluebells last summer, has joined Bristol City on loan for the rest of the season. Bristol manager Steve Cottrell said on Twitter, Simon's strength, keeping the ball out of the net. That's a good start.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
Finally tonight, a Tourette sufferer wants to raise awareness of her condition so people won't be so abusive to her. 15-year-old Kai Langham from Newport has had Tourette's all of her life. It varies between vocal and motor tics, and she's never been able to be left alone because she's a danger to herself and potentially others. Kai's had support from the charity Tourette's Action UK, but says there's nothing on the island for sufferers. With her mum, Jen, Kai runs a support group in Godsill. Kai says she can't control it, and she's made to feel like a bad person.
Well, it's really horrible because people just... it can be really abusive, like I can't go to cinemas or theatres or restaurants because I get quite a lot of abuse, or people point and stare and laugh and say rude things. I mean, I wouldn't mind if people came up and asked me, it just instead of having to be so horrible about it.
And Kai and her mum are involved in the Tourette's support group, which is held in Godsill every 6 weeks. They're also planning to raise money for Tourette's Action UK. You can find all the details on our websites. Online tonight, you can also find out about plans to upgrade Redfernal's East Cowes ferry terminal and find out who won £10,000 on the Isle of Wight lottery. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. That's the Isle of Wight tonight. I'm Matt White.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.